Welcome to Fierce Woman Radio, where you'll find the strength, wisdom, and inspiration to unlock your greatness. My name is Rosa Alejandra. I am an action-driven disruptor whose main goal is to help you stop talking the talk so that you can start walking the walk. Are you ready to be inspired by another amazing story? Let's get started. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to Jeri Tolliver. I pray I said that right. She is the CEO of Flight Credit and has been helping consumers repair their credit for home ownership. Welcome, Jeri. How are you doing? Please correct me if I messed up your last name. Please introduce yourself.
No, that's right. That is how that's how you pronounce my last name. Thank you for having me today, Rosa. I really do appreciate it.
I am excited, girl. I'm excited. I know you are a wealth of knowledge. I know you've been helping a lot of people, and I've seen your journey firsthand. I've been your client. I've been your customer. So please share with my ladies who you are, what you do, where you are, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. So, well, first, my name is Jeri Tolliver. I am the CEO of Fly Credit, and that's where we help people get the credit that they deserve. And, you know, I started in this business, it's been over 9 years now, almost 10 years. And I started the business just helping people with repairing their credit because credit is a really big thing here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do anything without good credit. And I didn't realize that until, I got older. When I got into my college years and started borrowing money and using credit cards, I really started to understand how important credit really was. And so I had picked up a book one day called The Richest Man in Babylon, and it taught me about how to manage money properly. Because honestly, I didn't know the first thing about managing money. Budgeting was like a curse word. And credit was just something that I just didn't understand. My family members, I don't know about you, but my family members always told us never to get a credit card. They really just shunned us away from using anything related to credit and borrowing money. And because of that, I just sort of ignored it. But when I picked up the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, it really helped me understand what to do with my money. So instead of spending it, I started saving it. Instead of, you know, blowing my money everywhere, I started investing it. And one of the biggest goals that I really have for me and my two children were to become a homeowner. I wanted to buy a house for me and my two kids, but my credit was standing in the way. So I hired somebody to help me with my credit. And long story short, he took my money and didn't do anything. So I learned how to do it myself. You know, I was out of $800 and still had bad credit. So I figured I need to do something. And so I learned how to repair my own credit. So I took my scores from a 545 to a 765. And, you know, I've been teaching people how to do the exact same thing for the past 9 years now, how to raise their scores, how to get approved for homes, how to build business credit. Just, you know, everything I've learned about credit has really transformed my life. And I've really dedicated my life, my life's work, time, energy, effort, everything into teaching people how they can do the same thing so they don't have to struggle or worry about the effects of credit, bad credit. So that's a little bit about me.
I love it. I love it. And where are you now? Because I know you used to be in Chicago, right?
Yeah. So born and raised in Chicago, but I just recently moved to Fort Worth, Texas, my fiance and I. And it's been different. It's been really different out here. The weather's different. The people is they're different. Tornadoes and stuff. It's the bugs. It's different.
Oh my God, the bugs. Oh my God, the bugs. I went on a long distance date many years ago, because I will never say when. and I remember we stayed in Texas. I don't know where. To me, it must have been very near the swamp or something, because I had never seen, I'm used to seeing flying crickets, but not flying roaches.
Flying roaches. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. That's the first thing that we ran across when we came down here. So we were living, we were supposed to be staying in an Airbnb for a little bit until we figured out where we wanted to really live in the area. But the first day in, roach. It's like, what is going on? And then we started seeing them just popping up out of nowhere, crawling in and out of the walls, flying. And it was just it was terrible. So yeah, I've learned that everything is bigger in Texas.
No shit. We went the next morning. That night he got hungry, so we were gonna go out. And when I went out, of course it's night, so the light posts. Oh my god, it looked like a tornado, like a swarm. Roaches. And I'm like, hell no. And he's like, I'm gonna go get the car. It's okay. He comes to the front of the hotel, he parks, and there's roaches crawling on the top of his convertible. I'm like, oh, if no, I'm staying, bye bye. So the next day I didn't want to get in the car because we were gonna drive to Florida. I didn't want to get in the car. I'm like, it's a convertible, things can get through. No. He's like, no, I'll get in the car first, you'll see there's nothing. We got in that car. It wasn't until 2 hours later that something started crawling on my foot.
Oh my god.
He's like, chill, breathe, chill. And he's driving and he's reaching, he grabs it and throws it, and he's like, it was just a cricket. I'm like, no, I know the color, I know exactly what it was. So anyhow, yeah, I know, no, I went on a tangent. Next level. Girl, make yeah, bless
these
you.
Bugs out and here are next level out here.
Yes. Yes. I mean, at least learn to cook or something if you're going to be in my house. But so, well, I mean, seriously. So, you know, getting back, I'm so sorry, guys, but I had to share that story. But getting back to this, you share that somebody was supposedly helping you restore your credit, and then you started learning how to do it yourself. What prompted you to start helping others? Like, what was the push behind it? Where was the inspiration? Because not many will turn around and do it for somebody else when they're struggling themselves, right?
That's true. You know, I think that's just who I am. I've always been a helper. If I know something, I just always want to share it with other people. I've always been that way. So I've just always been a teacher and a servant leader at heart, because that's just where I come from. I come from a family of people that are servant leaders. I come from a family of people that love to help other people, that like to share, you know, experiences and share knowledge. And, you know, I believe in each one teach one. So I believe that if something so simple can change my life, then why wouldn't I want to share with other people? And so, you know, I repaired my credit, I bought my home, and my family and friends were asking me, well, how did I do it? So I started just helping them. I started teaching them what to do. I was explaining to them how the steps worked, how the process for credit repair works. And then they started buying cars and getting approved for credit cards and buying homes. And I thought, well, this is great. And then they started referring their friends and family members to me. And next thing I knew, I was making more money outside of my job than I was working in my job, right? And I just decided at that point, you know, maybe it's time for me to take the leap, you know, take the jump into full-time entrepreneurship. And I did. I it's crazy how it happened, because that was like right before I had met you, Rosa. I had just quit my job maybe about 6 months before I had met you. And it was one of the scariest things I think I had ever done in my life, because you're literally betting on yourself. You're literally saying, you know, I'm going to take this idea that I have and I'm going to turn it into something that creates a living for me and my family. And, you know, walking away from a consistent paycheck and benefits, it was really scary as a mom of two. But I took the leap, and I've to date helped over 15,000 people. Nice. I've created a platform that's teaching people everything that they need to know about their credit. And I'm helping people with getting approved. They're getting approved. They're paying off debt. They're feeling more confident about their finances. And I honestly couldn't have asked for a better job or a better business or just a better opportunity to help people. So that's just who I am. I like helping people.
I love it, and I completely identify. And I think it's such a blessing, because that is one of the things that they never teach us, whether it's from family or from school, right? They want to make sure, and I don't know if you guys believe this or not, but I feel like if they want to keep they want to keep their foot on you, and you learning all of this stuff, you get to say, oh, hell no. Let me show you. So, exactly. And I bet it had to be very scary. I mean, being a mom, two kids, right? And were you a single mom?
Yes.
So you didn't necessarily have that you know, something to rely on. It's like, okay, I'm going to quit my job and then somebody else, I'll, you know, somebody else will get me until I get it right.
Exactly. Mm. Nope. Didn't have the safety net, if you will. I just had a little bit of money in my savings and a dream. And
You know what I call that?
What do you call it?
A fierce woman. So you are in the right place.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So now I'm sure that going through that fear, you had to, how many times a day, and I know I'm exaggerating here, but it happens. How many times a day did you want to give up?
Ooh.
Or a week?
I mean, honestly, I'm almost a decade into it. I still feel like sometimes it's a lot, you know? Building and growing a business is not just, you know, helping people to prepare in their credit. It's a responsibility.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of the times I don't think we get into business with the intention or the understanding that we're picking up a new responsibility. And, you know, every single day I just pray and I give it my best. And I'm a person that likes to deliver on my promise, and is not just deliver on them, but to over deliver on them. Mm-hmm. And so I tend to put a lot of pressure on myself, mm-hmm, that can probably be a little maniacal, honestly. But I think that that's what a lot of extravagant people do if they want to be great and they want to win and they want to help a lot of people and create a lot of impact, that there's a certain level of pressure that you have to apply to yourself and to others. And so I would say probably at least once, twice a week, you're thinking to yourself, wow, I don't know if I'm going to pull this off. And then you realize month after month, year after year, you're still pulling it off. Mm-hmm. And I'm still sometimes surprised that I'm still pulling it off, that I took it from this one idea and now I'm helping thousands of people. I'm creating jobs for people. They're getting paychecks. And it's crazy to me how I've created something out of an idea, a small thought and idea. It's still incredible to me.
That is beautiful. And it is so true, because, you know, people say that goals are meant to be achieved, but they're not. Goals are meant to be exceeded. Mm-hmm. And that right there, you know, it's because, you know, if you reach a goal and that was it, then what else is there, right? And if you're still waking up every day, you need to continue to move. Exactly. And so what I heard, and I don't know if I heard right, so now you have employees or you've created other companies for other people?
Yes, I actually have five employees now that work with me. And, you know, I pay them on a weekly basis. I pay myself a salary now. And it's like, wow, this is crazy. But there's that level of stress that comes along with growing and scaling a business that people just don't talk about. We just don't talk about the stress that comes along with growing a business, hiring help, keeping the help, you know, striving to grow and scale a business. I mean, growing a business sucks a lot of cash. And if you don't have it, your business is going to be at a standstill. And so I've been navigating through a lot of that by myself and learning a lot of that by myself, making the mistakes by myself. And mistakes are very costly. Yes. They don't just cost you money, but they cost you time, and time that you'll never get back.
Correct.
So, you know, it's been a journey. It's really been a journey, and I'm so grateful because I've learned so much, and I wouldn't be the person I am today if I wouldn't have taken this journey.
And I think that's what a lot of people really don't understand, be it with you, you know, for credit repair, be it with me for, you know, self-development. People don't understand that the help that we provide is to help them not make the same mistakes and lose as much time or lose as much money. You know, they see it as, oh, I can do that too. I can learn it. Oh, absolutely. We'll see you in 15 years.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. We'll see you in about 7 years. In the meantime, you'll continue to sweat and cry and have sleepless nights and fights with your family. And because you have to set priorities, you have to draw a line, you know, in the sand. You have to be able to have your non-negotiables very straight. If you want to push forward with this, you know, with the business, you have to be able to say no a lot.
Yes.
And And you also have to be able to manage stress and overwhelm. How do you manage your stress? Because one thing is to know that the business requires so much and be willing to put so much into it, but keeping the balance of health that I didn't learn early enough. And that's why I had to transition into this business, because I killed myself with my dance and fitness studio, basically. So how do you balance?
How do I balance the overwhelm? Well, I think it's mainly in my priorities. I was pretty clear on my priorities before I got into business. And so I didn't allow anything to get too crazy or out of order. So, you know, my priorities go family. Family is my top priority. I don't put anything over my family, not even my business. And I'm very clear about that. Now, are there some things that we have to sacrifice as a family for the greater good of the business? Yes.
Yes.
However, that's communicated to the family. And so, you know, trips and I used to take my kids food for lunch because they hated the lunch there. Or when they took trips, I was chaperoning. Or when they had basketball games, I was there. When they were at track meets, I showed up. And so those were the things that were just very important to me. And so I never allowed anything to trump family. Mm-hmm. And then after family, it was my personal passion. So what was I passionate about? Health. I really love working out. I like, you know, trying new food, traveling. Those things are very important to me. And then business. So I'm all about pouring into my cup first before I can pour into others, because especially as a mom, I feel like we're so accustomed to giving to everybody, you know, our children, our spouses, our partners, our families, our communities. And we leave so little for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I've been there before. When I was going to college, I was working two jobs. I had just had my first child. And then 3 years later, I had my second child and I had lost myself. And I forgot who I was. I forgot what made me happy. And I never wanted to feel like that again. I was in a relationship that wasn't going anywhere. And I just felt stuck. And I just didn't know what made Jerry happy. So I figured I really needed to get back to myself before I could give back to anyone else. And that's what I did. And that's what I've always done. And I got that together before I got into business. And so I think that that helped me tremendously because I had already put the line in the sand that I'm never going back there again. I'm never losing myself again. I don't care what it is. If it's business, if it's money, I don't care what it is. I'm not going back there again. And I've refused to. So I just have my priorities in order and I schedule around my priorities rather than scheduling my priorities around everything else, if that makes sense. So
I love it.
Yeah, balance for me is just about priorities.
And the level of integrity that is needed to keep not only the business, but the family and all the priorities in place. And because literally, if you don't have that level of integrity, you're only failing yourself, correct? Mm-hmm. And it's so true. I used to, throughout my years, you know, as you're growing up, you're like, okay, my cup is half full. I can still give. And then my cup will get more empty and more empty. And then I grew up a little more and I'm like, fuck that. My cup has to be full. So then now I can afford a little bit more. And now at this age, I'm like, fuck that. If my cup is not overflowing, you ain't getting none.
You're right. Like, that's how it should be.
Yeah, like you can come and take from the overflow because I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to be hounding you. You're not going to become a stress or a burden on me. I'm going to be okay because I am full still no matter what.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the times relationships, friendships, a lot of those fail because we're too busy trying to give when we're on empty.
Yes.
And then when we give, when we're on empty, we expect somebody to give it back to us.
Yes.
We have these conditions on our giving because we're giving from empty. And I don't believe in giving with conditions. I believe in giving just because that's just who I am. And if I get it back, great. If I don't, it's all good because I gave it to you because I'm blessed enough to do so. But I feel like, you know, we're just not taught that kind of stuff, right? No. Like, we're not taught, oh, take care of yourself, Jerry. We're, you know, right now, everyone's talking about this soft life stuff, but that's like a new concept. You know, that's never been a thing. No. Now it's a thing. And we're navigating these new waters because nobody knows what living a soft life really is, which is so interesting, especially coming from women.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Women were taught, you know, most men complaining about women being too masculine, but we were taught that.
Yeah.
We were taught that. We had like, you don't need nobody. You're going to keep going, especially because marriages continue to fail. And, you know, and men were doing, you know, the patriarchal shit and messing up women's yep. head. And so you became a man because why? You live in a man's world and you had to operate like a man in order to get somewhere. And yep. you had to learn to step on your sister because the seat at the table for a woman was only one.
Yep.
Amongst 10 men. So mm-hmm. you had to learn to step on your sister. And that is why I work so hard to, like, my ultimate passion is just to obliterate competition amongst women, just to destroy it. Because we, I mean, we raise those motherfuckers. We raise those men that are putting us down. So, and the only reason they're doing that is because we lack ourselves. We don't know ourselves. Because if we knew ourselves, we knew our worth, we had that self-love, we would raise even better children, stronger children, you know? Yeah, so I love that you said that, because the other thing that I'm hearing is that you having this vision and going after that vision made you a better person.
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. I mean, it wasn't easy. I've made a lot of sacrifices along the way, things that I had to pass up on and opportunities I couldn't, you know, take people up on because I had other priorities. So, you know, it's really just understanding yourself, knowing who you are, what makes you happy, what makes you feel most alive. And that's what I choose to focus my energy on. I don't really focus too much on anything else because I believe that what you focus on grows.
Yes.
So I choose to focus on what makes me feel good, what, you know, benefits my family, what benefits the business. And I mean, that's really how I live my life. And that's how I probably always will live my life.
I'm going to ask you a trick question. You ready?
Yeah.
When Jerry wakes up and looks at herself in the mirror, does she say, I believe in you? Or does she say, I know you. Let's do this.
That's a funny question. So on the mirror in our bathroom, it says, all I do is win. That's literally written on the bathroom mirror.
And so, do you sing it?
In my head, I do. So every time that I read it, I do say it with like the song, all I do is win, no matter what. And it's on our mirror because we do every single day that we have an opportunity to wake up. We have an opportunity to win,
yes.
win the day. And I don't take that for granted. Mm-hmm. I lost my father when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. He died from kidney failure, complications of diabetes.
Oh, wow.
And it was probably one of the most painful losses in my life because you realize, and I realized at that point that time waits for nobody, that you could be here today and gone tomorrow and you don't know when your time is coming. And so I choose to live my life through that lens, right? I see the world through the lens of I'm not promised every single day. Right. I don't know if I leave my home, I will return. I don't know if I go to sleep, I'm going to wake back up. Mm-hmm. But every day that I do, it's a gift. And I receive it as such. And I choose to always make every day a good day. So, you know.
Hell yeah.
It's life.
And it's a statement. What you see on your mirror is a statement. It's all I do is win. It's not I believe I can win. It's not a doubt. It's I know.
Exactly. It's not a question mark. Like, all I do is win. Yeah. Nah, it's all I do is win.
I can already see Jerry at a podium, you know, speaking Snoop Dogg's words. I want to thank me and everything I do. I love it. Because of me. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Jerry, what advice would you give to single women wanting to start a business?
Ooh. That is a good question. And I'm not even going to say any like cliche type of stuff, like find your purpose and your passion. That's kind of cliche because some of that doesn't really have anything to do with starting or growing a business.
Correct.
If you really want to start a business, I would say get clear. Get clear about who you want to serve, what impact you want to make, what value you want to bring to the marketplace. I think that's really the first step, because mm-hmm. when you're confused about anything, you don't get results. Mm-hmm. And in business, you want to get results. You want to make sales. You want to help people. You want to, you know, get it out there. Mm-hmm. And so if you get into business without the intention of building a business, making money, helping people, then I would say don't start a business. Mm-hmm. But if you really do want to start a business, get very clear about what you want to do, how you want to do it, and who you want to serve. And I think that's the best step that anybody could take before they start a business.
And that is so important, because I know that there is a lot of people that get confused between, I want to start a business and I actually have a ministry. They think that their passion is a business. Mm-hmm. And it never really turns into a business, you know, and it's really their ministry, something that they want to do for others. They just want to do for others. They're not trying to monetize from it.
Yeah.
Just two different things.
Completely. It is.
So let's get into the credit, your stuff. Do you also, and it sounds like it, but I don't want to assume, do you also offer like financial, I guess, classes, financial intelligence, something, or is just straight credit and you figure out your own finances and how you're going to get it done?
That's a good question. So we offer more of a full suite of financial education programs. Mm-hmm. So we have programs about repairing your credit. We have programs about building your credit scores to 800 and above. We have programs about paying off debt quickly, budgeting your money, negotiating with creditors, just really understanding how money and credit works together. We also have programs about business credit and how to take, you know, free trips around the world using your credit cards. So we teach more so from the perspective of how to make credit work for you, how you can take your scores from wherever you are today to creating a life that is full of freedom. I mean, you can go anywhere, do anything, and have access to other people's money to do it legitimately. So, you know, credit is such a big part of our society that it would just be unreasonable not to pay attention to it. So, you know, our programs are more so about credit, financial education, all wrapped up into one. And that's pretty much how we do it.
All I heard was free trips. So I'm a get online.
Yes, we've been everywhere. We've been to Dubai. We've been to Costa Rica. We've been to Hawaii like 3 times. We've been to the Maldives. We've been to New Amsterdam. We've been to Dublin, Ireland. We've been to a lot of different places for free.
Very nice. Wow. All right, people. So I'm awake now, so I'm going to go check it out. What is your link? And I am just FYI, if you're listening, I am going to give you my link at the end as well, because that's where I will have her links. Anything that she offers you, if she has any free trials or if she has anything for you, it'll be there. So don't miss out. But right now, grab a piece of paper, because she's going to tell us her link anyway. So what is your link,
my love? Yeah. So, you know, if you guys really want to learn how to really get the credit that you deserve, you can hit us up at flycredit.com. That's FLYY. credit.com. We do have some free trials on there, so you can check out our community, get a feel for the education that we're supplying and giving, so that you can really get in the loop, because you deserve to have good credit. I believe everybody deserves to have good credit, but you just got to get the steps, get the education, get the resources, and we'll supply all of that for you so you can make it happen for sure.
Right, because at the end of the day, I assume, of course, yes, I'm assuming, sorry, but I assume that you can do everything on your part, but if they continue to default, if they continue to not do their part, you know, there is only so much that's going to happen, right?
True. Yeah, I mean, not only that, sometimes life be lifing. People, they have bad credit for a variety of reasons. Divorce, sickness, I mean, the pandemic happened, job loss. You'll never know what'll happen. Even how inflation is affecting the cost of everything. Mm-hmm. If you're still making the same amount of money you were making years ago, but the cost of everything is going up, where are you going to get that extra money to pay for things? Mm-hmm. So sometimes a credit card can help you supplement that until you can make more money to, you know, take care of all your expenses. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want people to think that having bad credit is bad or that it's all their fault, but I've been there. I've done that. I've had bad credit before. I know what it feels like, but a lot of it is just, you just don't know any better. If you knew better, you'd do better. And we can teach you the steps. Repairing your own credit is it's easy. It's not a hard thing to do. You can do it yourself. But just understanding the process and how it works, that's what we teach so that you can understand it. Mm-hmm. And once you understand your credit, you'll never have a problem with it again. It'll just mm-hmm. always be good. And even if it's bad, you'll know how to improve it right away. So we empower people so they can teach their children everything that they need to know about credit, and they'll never have to worry about it ever in their lives.
Yes. No, that's awesome. So, Miss Jerry, we are heading towards the end of today. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that I like to ask my guests. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So, number one, what advice would you give your younger self?
Be patient.
Okay.
Be patient. Right. Yeah, I still struggle with that, but patience really is a virtue, I'm realizing.
And I don't think we have a choice, because at the end of the day, life doesn't give us what we want. So I don't think it's a choice. I think, you know, be more graceful. Be graceful. Anyway, that's my to my younger self. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what to do. Number two, what myth would you like to bust today?
That's a good question. I think I would like to bust a myth that it's easy, that, you know, successful people don't have like self-doubts and struggles. We do. We all do. No matter what phase or what level you're on, there's always different struggles at different levels. And so if you find yourself going through struggles, if you find yourself feeling like you're not confident, if you find yourself feeling like you're feeling stuck, or you've got, you know, what do you call it? When you're writer's block, and mm-hmm. you feel like the business isn't growing, or you feel like you're failing and you're not getting it right, you're not the only person. Mm-hmm. You're not the only person. Everybody goes through that. So if you're feeling that way, just know you're on the right path. So I was just saying that it's not easy. Everybody goes through those same thoughts, those same feelings. Just know that you're on the right path. If you are feeling that way, that means that, you know, you're locked in, you're in the game. All you got to do is just find the answers to those questions, you know, find the resources to those problems, and you'll be okay.
Listen, I've been a performer my whole life, and I could never understand why every time I got on stage, I would shake. So it's more of a control issue. Why am I shaking if I know this? And I'm the, you know, they don't know what I'm about to do. They don't know what I'm about to teach them. Why am I so nervous? And then I soon learned that it's because I'm alive. It's because I'm receiving energy from other people. It's because there is an exchange. There is a expectation within the collective. I started learning that I wasn't nervous. I was excited.
I learned that too. That is so good. I recently learned that it's like the same brain stimuli or something.
Yeah, the exact same.
Because I shake like that too. Yes. Like if I'm going to go on stage, and I've taught the same thing over and over again. I know what I'm going to say. I know the whole spiel. But for some reason, I'm shaking. Yes. You know, I feel that same exact thing too. Wow.
So we run on high adrenaline, and it takes over the body. Every time my saying is, I must have been a chihuahua in my other life, because I'm like, I swear. And then I'm Mexican, so I'm not too far off. So, but then the other thing that you said about, you know, it really isn't easy, and everybody has self-doubt. Listen, you guys already know I always throw myself under the bus. I ain't got no shame whatsoever. Miss Jerry and I had to reschedule this interview how many times?
Man, like three times.
Three or four, right?
Four times, yeah.
Right. And I personally, she don't know that, but I personally said, damn, maybe she don't want to be on it. Because I did, no. But what I'm saying is, I'm just proving what you said. That self-doubt, mm-hmm. that little inner voice that tends to be a bitch will come and mm-hmm. hit you, right? So, but then, you know, I would reach out, and then she would reach out, and then we couldn't do it. And then it was me that I had to ask her to reschedule. I'm like, I hope she's not thinking I did this on purpose. Like, you know, there is so much chatter in your freaking head when you are in charge of something that is trying always to sabotage you.
Sabotage.
And you have to push through it, because, and look at her, she's here and she's giving you all of her wealth of knowledge, and I'm here and she's smiling at me. You can't see her, but I can. But, you know, she's smiling and we're good. But ask my head what it was thinking a few, you know, a few weeks ago. So it is true. All right. Number three, if I gave you a magic wand, what would you do with it right now?
I would wave it, and I would create a compound for my family. We'll have a big family house, and we'll have our own little community for the family where my mom and my kids and my sister and brother and family can all live, and we could be happy. No bills. It's all taken care of, and my family could be free. That's what I would do.
Can I be adopted?
Of course.
And anybody else wants to get adopted? I like that.
Exactly. Let's go.
I love it. That sounds beautiful, to be honest. I'm over here, you know, me, I'm so selfish. I'll be like, yep, I'll be traveling all over the world. Nobody would hear from me. I'll be drinking and eating every day without gaining weight. Right. Right. I think that would be mine, because I've struggled with my weight because I've had thyroid issues most of my life. I think mine would be, I want to be able to eat and drink without gaining weight. That would be great.
Wait, can I wave it again?
Yes. I'll give you two wishes. Yes. That was the cherry on top. Well, Miss Jerry, we are at the end. So I'm going to leave you the floor. Say what you want to say. Teach what you want to teach. Preach what you want to preach. It's all you.
Well, you know, first, I just want to say thank you, Rosa. I know we had a lot of back and forth scheduling issues, but I'm glad that we were able to really do it today and jump on this call and get this done, because people need to hear it. They need to hear that nothing is ever going to be perfect. And if you're sitting on the sidelines wondering, wishing, or praying for things to be perfect before you get up and do something, then it's going to be a long time coming. You know, you've got people like Rosa, you've got people like me, you've got people around you that want to help you level up, that want to help you reach your goals, that want to help you have success. And it can happen for you, which is great. There's nothing different about me, Rosa. The only thing that separates people that are successful and people that are not are people that are on the field playing the game. And if you want to win, you got to play. And so, you know, if you're feeling fearful, it's all good. Everybody does. If you're feeling like you might not get it right, it's okay. You might not. If you feel like you might make a mistake, you will. This type of stuff is going to happen no matter what you're going for. No matter if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to raise your credit scores, if you're, you know, trying to start a family, if you're trying to keep your marriage together, get married, whatever the case is, it's all hard. It's all going to be a process. It's all going to require a different level of you. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you all today that if you're listening to this and you're wondering, should I start the business? I'm here to tell you yes. You know, should you, you know, go after your dreams? Absolutely. Because tomorrow's not promised to us, and you don't want to wake up day after day wishing that you would have started a long time ago, wishing you would have started a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, when you had the opportunity to do it today. So, you know, I love everybody. I love people. I want to see people be great.
Yes.
And I'm here to help people with doing it. So if you need some help with your credit, I got your back. I can help you with your credit, your finances, your business credit. I can help you with getting it together. And I mean, that's all I got to say about it. Just get it done. Do it. Be a winner.
Be a fierce woman. Damn it.
Be fierce.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much. I am glad that, you know, we were both patient with each other and we got it done. We gave each other grace. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And thank you for coming and, you know, blessing all of my listeners with all of your wisdom. And like I said, you know, you're going to have her link. Please make sure to go to fiercewomanradio.com. You're going to click on that big picture, and then you're going to see all of my past guests. Each and every one of them has gifted you with something. So go in there, click on their links, take advantage. But first, click on Jerry Tolliver. Yes. Until next week, we will see you or talk to you. Bye. Hey gorgeous, before you leave, do not forget, go to rosaslink.com. There will be a button there that's going to take you to all the past podcasts. And once you open them, you're going to see some links of some of the gifts that some of my guests have left for you. So make sure you go ahead and claim those. Also, please do not forget to share this podcast. This is meant to inspire women, and you never know what woman out there is actually needing this inspiration, is needing to hear stories, is needing the support that we can possibly provide her through this podcast. So please, in the meantime, stay fierce and make sure to catch the next episode.